Anywhere from 3.5% to 10% of young people in the U.S. identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. Data is hard to pin down. In the past year, various states have taken up the questions that transgender kids face when they come out in school. What bathrooms to use, where to get changed for gym class. But what is it really like for these kids, and their teachers, and other students? Today, WYPR's Mary Rose Madden begins a series about one 8-year-old who wanted to live openly as a transgender girl, so she forged her own path. Here's the first installment in our series, 8 and Out, Transgender in Second Grade.
Meet Eli McBride.
I'm 8 and I like to read books and play video games too.
Eli loves Calvin and Hobbes, plays a lot of Pokemon, and hangs out with her friends at the neighborhood pool. A few weeks ago, Eli wrapped up the second grade, and it was a very important school year. She came out as transgender. She told her parents, teachers, friends, and neighbors in North Baltimore that she was born a boy, but sees herself as a girl, and she wants the world to see her that way.
Well, first of all, I have an entirely different collection of clothes.
So we're in your closet. Do you want to show me some of your favorite things in here? Ooh, what are you showing me? It's a purple cardigan with purple sparkly bows.
This was a present from Finn.
Finn's a friend from school who wanted to show support. Eli has a few mementos around her room like this. She has a card that's tucked away in a book. The card reads, "You are stronger than you think you are." She pulls out more of her favorite clothing until she spots her old Cub Scout uniform and scowls.
Cub Scout's uniform.
Is that one of your favorite things too?
No, I didn't like Cub Scouts very much.
That was the first grade, and around the time Eli was struggling to come out at Roland Park Elementary and Middle School. For years, her parents, Terry McBride and Stephanie Safran, noticed Eli was identifying with the female characters in the books they read.
And you would sort of say to me, which one, Mama, do you think I'm like? I would say to you, well, you tell me which ones you think you're like.
Stephanie says Eli would point to a female character and say, that's me. Then one night, during bath time, when Eli was 7 years old, she and her mom had a heart-to-heart.
You sat up in the tub. And you said something to me kind of like, Mama, do you think I'm pretty? I want to be pretty. I want to get compliments for being pretty. I have nice, smooth skin like a girl. And you asked me, do you think I'm a boy or a girl?
Stephanie told her not to worry about it right then.
He said, this is important, Mom. I need to decide right now. And I said, well, you tell me. And so you did. You said, I'm a girl.
Eli goes back to playing Pokemon.
Do you remember what I said?
Let's just skip the sob story.
She doesn't seem to remember the bath as well as her mom, but she does remember what her dad, Terry, did in the days after that revelation. He came home from work one day with a special present for Eli, a package of barrettes and a headband to match. That meant everything to her. But when she wore them to school...
I got teased.
Some of the kids in her class started to ignore her. They called her weird, and they isolated her. One kid in particular sat next to her on the playground and told her,
"You stupid, you're a boy."
Eli came home, took off her special barrettes, and packed them away. Stephanie remembers Eli saying she was done with that now. She'd walk home from school silently, and she wouldn't talk at dinner either. As the school year came to a close, she became withdrawn. Her parents knew. They needed to do more. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Tomorrow, part two of Eli's story. Education reporting on WYPR is supported in part by the Sylvan Laureate Foundation.